This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 18 Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today's weather is warm and sunny across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, perfect for those planning to spend time outside. In Haifa, enjoy mild temperatures with a gentle breeze. Meanwhile, Eilut is seeing clear skies and higher temperatures as usual. Here are today's headlines. First, settlers reportedly torched Palestinian fields in a series of nighttime attacks across the West Bank, according to the Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, as the negotiation window between Iran and the U.S. closes, countries are gearing up for possible further conflict. This comes from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, after meeting with Netanyahu, Jared Kushner sets a 30-day test for Hamas. Details from Mariv are coming in now. Separately, a development in the investigation of Eldar Dayan's murder. Six suspects have been arrested so far, reports Israel Hayom from earlier today. And finally, six foreign workers were injured by an exploding munitions item near Matula. Two are in serious condition, according to I-24 News, in the past hour. Reaction has been swift on social media. Michal Kotler-Wunsch, an Israeli politician, posted just minutes ago questioning the lack of coverage and outrage at genocidal terror, urging the media to act as a watchdog. From I-24 News EN, reporting earlier today, Syrian reports claim Israeli jets conducted airstrikes at Abu al-Duhur Air Base in Idlib overnight. Bassem Eid, a Palestinian human rights activist, highlighted the challenges of the Gaza peace plan in a post from earlier. He noted the difficulty in getting Hamas to disarm and the implications for Gaza's future. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel report, settlers have allegedly set fire to Palestinian fields overnight. These incidents are part of several attacks across the West Bank. The actions are escalating tensions in the area, with potential repercussions for Israeli-Palestinian relations. Turning to the Jerusalem Post, as the Iran-U.S. negotiation window narrows, there is a rush to prepare for possible conflict. The depletion of interceptor stocks and Iran's recovering weapons capacity are reshaping the military balance. This shift could significantly impact regional security dynamics. Meanwhile, from Mariv, Jared Kushner's recent meeting with Netanyahu concluded with a 30-day challenge for Hamas. If Hamas fails to meet its commitments, Israel may take further actions. This timeline puts pressure on Hamas and could influence future diplomatic negotiations. In other news, Israel Hayom reports on the arrest of six suspects in Eldar Dayan's murder investigation. The police detained two additional individuals this morning. This development may bring clarity to the circumstances surrounding Dayan's death. Finally, I-24 News provides an update on an explosion near Matula that injured six foreign workers. Two remain in serious condition. The incident underscores ongoing risks in areas near conflict zones. On the economic front, first, an opinion piece from Tech highlights that Netanyahu's reliance on the far right has altered Likud's political landscape. This shift could have long-term political and financial implications for the party. Separately, Mariv Business notes a bottleneck in the AI revolution tied to copper supply. Data centers alone are increasing copper demand significantly, challenging suppliers to keep pace. And finally, iNet Business discusses how Ukraine's drone strikes on Russian logistics hubs are affecting supply chains. This strategy could have broader economic impacts, including on Israeli markets tied to these supply routes. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.